AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Omicron accounted for 59% of new cases of the coronavirus for the week ending Christmas Day. That's up from 23% the previous week. The CDC is recommending shorter virus isolation times.
Research suggests the Omicron variant may cause milder illness. Instead of 10 days, the CDC is cutting the isolation period to 5 and another 5 days of wearing a mask. It's something airlines requested after COVID-related staff shortages forced thousands of cancellations throughout the holiday and are continuing now. Also, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. should seriously consider a vaccine mandate for domestic travel. Meanwhile, the country is averaging 237,000 new cases a day. That's according to Johns Hopkins, with the majority the Omicron variant, prompting long lines around the country for testing. I'm Julie Walker.
The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, says the goal after the new year in New York City and elsewhere in the state is to keep schools open.
I've directed our Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to provide 2 million tests to New York City to allow children to stay in school.
Police say a shooter killed 4 people and injured an officer after opening fire in several locations around Denver. Police say the suspect also died after exchanging gunfire with officers. Authorities say the officer is in stable condition after being taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound. A man convicted of killing 4 people at a North Dakota business has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The jury weighing fraud charges against former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes faces a 5th day of deliberations. Holmes is facing 11 criminal charges, alleging she duped investors and patients by hailing her company's blood testing technology as a medical breakthrough when in fact it was prone to wild errors. This is AP News. A health clinic in California founded 4 decades ago to screen refugees from Southeast Asia is now part of the U.S. effort to resettle tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan. Mohammed Atai got out of Kabul this summer with his wife and their 10-year-old daughter.
I was there.
He says the Taliban was about to come into the city, and he was worried about his safety. They went to the TB and Refugee Clinic at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center in San Jose. They have been greeted by medical interpreter Johannes Afshar.
I had to go through many things that they are going through. It's definitely very relevant, and I can relate to them easily.
She moved to the U.S. from Iran in 2004. Afshar says the future for Afghan refugees can be bright.
They're going to be able to help our community and our society definitely later on. But at the beginning, we need to help them to stand on their feet.
California is set to receive more than 5,000 of an initial group of 37,000 arrivals from Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.